We live in a world where objects have permanence. First, we see cause, then we see effect. But a startling phenomenon is revealing. This is not how the universe works. But after a century of disputes and discoveries, we are using it to create revolutionary new technologies. It was early morning, January 15, 1927. The Pennsylvania Railroad's Gotham Limited was halfway across the Ohio Valley, headed east. On board, a young Midwesterner was too nervous to sleep, writing a letter. Charles Lindbergh's mother was his closest friend. He told her that he was going to New York to buy an airplane.
Everything in your world is going fine. And then, bam! Uh-oh. A blackout. Some folks have an old generator, but they're loud and dirty and need to be fed gas. But there's a better way. The home battery. Batteries like in your laptop or electric car.
August 15th, 1987, something in Michael Ryan snapped, causing him to embark on a killing spree in his quiet hometown of Hungerford. He gunned down friends, neighbors, and family. As the clock ticked, the body count rose. Here is the last great wilderness in Europe, where predators roam freely and traditional rural cultures survive despite the rush to modernize. Our travels take us along the southern arc of the mountain through national parks. Fifthport is a digital engagement platform that delivers a combination of video education, comprehension testing with TeachBack, and a next-generation digital-informed consent. Here's how it works. Joni hails from Canada, where she blew us away with her musical genius. Rolling Stone called her one of the greatest songwriters ever. With her talent comes a personality that was complex and most times intimidating. She was doing what a folk singer does, an indicated arrangement where the thumb becomes the bass and the fingers become the band. Where are you going?